Blondie, the tide is high. Ocean 100, 838. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Keeping an eye on some snow for tomorrow. I have that shovel ready to go, and we'll definitely have you up to date starting bright and early tomorrow morning. Looking at that snow to start, Scott, probably around noontime tomorrow-ish?
Yeah, midday or so, and a little more snow than in western PEI than the rest of the island, where it's less snow and more of a mix with freezing rain and ice pellets.
I would also be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that we are heading towards a long weekend. Islander Day long weekend with Jack Frost occurring across the island. A little fresh snow for Jack Frost, not hurt too. Oh, just perfect. Just perfect.
Perfect.
JackFrostWinterfest.com for more details. Get your tickets.
Tell me something good.
Oh, baby, 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 yeah.
Please tell me something good, Jill.
I would love to, Darcy. If we look ahead, Sunday, March 30th, is when the Juno Awards taking place. Okay. So the Junos, I know we're probably familiar with what the Junos are, but just to provide some background, on the music scene, each province has its own kind of music association. So here in PEI, we have Music PEI.
Correct.
And organizations like that exist across the country. In our bigger or larger, I guess, market, we've got the East Coast Music Association, which recognizes artists on the East Coast of Canada. And then we have the Junos. So the Junos are hosted by CARIS, which is the Canadian Association of Recording
Artists
and Sciences. And on March 30th, Michael Bublé will host the award. So it's pretty exciting. And I read last night that PEI's own In Echo has received a Juno nomination. So it's significant. It's great recognition. But when a band or an artist comes from the smallest province and has this opportunity to be showcased on the national scale, it's a big deal. And I noticed that Music PEI gave a congratulations to the band, and it sounded kind of like a proud parent, and that made me happy. We'll take a little listen to their music. Yeah, sure, Darcy. Awesome. So Music PEI says that they couldn't be prouder to see one of their own making waves on the national stage. From their intricate arrangements to their undeniable chemistry, In Echo has cemented themselves as a force in contemporary folk and trad music. This nomination is just a win for the band, but a moment for PEI's music scene to celebrate. So they send huge congratulations to the band, saying the dedication, artistry, and innovation continue to push the boundaries of what traditional music can be. Congratulations. This nomination for In Echo is absolutely something good.
Tell me something good.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott, the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
When things get tough, Islanders and Canadians come together. With the trade challenges we now face, it's time for us to come together once again.